Let me give you an example of special faith. Apostle talks about it all the time. And you may be seated. Apostle talks about it all the time. Special faith. Because I need to set the scenario up. Because special faith, God uses special faith. Because remember now, it's for to profit with all. So when you operate in special faith, God is not charging your faith to do what he called you to do just for you. It's because something that he's called you to do is going to affect some other people's lives around you. Because it's for every man to profit with all. So that's why you have to get out of the pastoral model of thinking about these gifts, about they only there to affect my life, or they only there to get me out of my jam, or they only there to help me in my need. No, they are there to profit with all. This is why the apostle is pushing us to mature. Because the world is dying. And the world needs to be in contact with people that know how to access the power of God. So apostle, let me say this. The apostle always tells this story. He tells this story of his life. And because of he teaching, he gives the story, but he doesn't give the nuances of it. The details, the different things that makes it significant, that makes it spectacular. You know, apostle, the Lord told him quit his job. Now, when the Lord told him quit his job, he was operating in special faith. He was operating in special faith because nobody thought he should do it. Matter of fact, he didn't tell nobody. Because he knew. Listen at me. But because he had developed his ability to hear from God, when God told him to do that crazy thing, Three kids. I don't know if Montreal was born yet. Two kids or three kids. It didn't matter. It was kids. You got mouths to feed. In debt. At a church. 35 people. Still paying dues. Some of y'all don't know what that is. Some of y'all don't know what that is. I ain't talking about tithing, I'm talking about dues. Am I right, Gwen? And here it is, God told him to quit his job. That was God charging his faith to do something. Watch this now. To do something that nobody else thought he should do, and it profit with all. Meaning all of us are here now because he did that. All of our lives have been shifted to another level because he did. See, what I'm trying to get you to see is, in order for you to operate these gifts, you're going to have to get out yourself. All I want to do is do what God is asking me to do. I don't care how nobody else feels about it. I don't care what nobody else thinks about it. I don't care what they say about me. All I want to do is what God is asking me to do. You may be seated. Special faith is being able to accomplish a task given by God despite all opposition. The ability to complete a task given to you by God despite all opposition. Now, see, there are moments. Now, every one of us, maybe I'm telling you, some of y'all probably did it and didn't know what it was. Yeah. Walked in and didn't know what it was. Did. But I expect every one of us to have access to this gift of faith, or special faith. God would not put us in a position that he called us to do and then leave you struggling with your own vices. There are some things that you have to accomplish in your life that God needs you to accomplish to help fulfill his agenda. See, remember now, I'm not talking about the size of the task. I'm not talking about the size of the task. It may not be you having to quit your job. But it may be something else God has told you to do that ain't nobody else believe you're supposed to be doing. Because you're not focused on the outcome, you focus on obeying his voice. Do you realize that Apostle has positioned us, let me say it like this, has set us up for these gifts to operate in our lives? How did he set us up? He set us up because he commissioned us to evangelize. When he commissioned us to evangelize, it took the focus off of your life and put it on the lives of others. And when you put your focus on the lives of others, in other words, let the Holy Spirit have his way. That's when these gifts can kick in. That's when special faith can kick in. That's when the Holy Spirit can charge your faith to do the extraordinary. To follow God's instructions. To hear his voice. Remember now, I've given you time. What are you doing with it? Are you developing your ability to hear from God? I've given you a voice. You can talk to him. He's given us his word. That means you communicate with God on his level. See, when the Bible says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways, he was not talking to us. He was talking to anybody who didn't want to let the Holy Spirit have his way. Why would God say, I know the thoughts I think towards you? And you thinking that his thoughts are not your thoughts. Why would he say, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end, and then come back and tell you, oh, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and you can't access them? I've given you time. I've given you a voice. I've given you my word. What you gonna do? You can't say we ain't getting the word. Just the other day, Apostle spoke to us and said, it's a brand new day. That was from the mouth of God. So we getting the word. God is giving you time. God is giving you a voice. Are you developing? Are you developing? See, special faith is just amplified what you already have. You already have faith. He gave to every man the of faith. This is unfair that he gave us faith, then come back and say, I will charge your faith. I will add extra gut to your faith to get you to do what I'm asking you to do. You don't know why you're doing it. All you know is I heard the voice of God. I know I can hear the voice of God, and I'm doing it. I ain't thinking about the outcome. Because if God told me to do it, how many see what I'm saying? Jesus died on the cross to put us back in this position. Jesus gave us the fivefold to train us so we could develop our abilities to operate in these gifts. Yes, you can operate in special faith. Yes, you can operate in this gift of faith. Yes, you. Yes, you. Yes, you. You can. The apostolic is here to mature us into our full stature. Go with me to Ephesians 4. I'm almost finished. Ephesians 4, then we come back. Two more scriptures I want to read. Because I want to show you, sometimes the best way to define something is to show you what it's not. So you can realize what it is. Ephesians 4. Verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The fullness of Christ, which means everything Christ can do. Everything Christ can do. Didn't he say greater works? Huh? So the fivefold is not here to solve our problems. The fivefold is here to train you. That's a shift. I've grown up in the pastoral model, and it's always, I got to get pastor to pray for me. I got to get pastor to come to the hospital, lay hands on me. I got to get pastor to do this. I got to get pastor to do that. And the whole while, Satan's sitting there and got our hands bound. But then come along an apostle and say, you can do this for yourself. You can operate in special faith. You can operate in the gifts of healing. You can operate in the working of miracles. You can operate in speaking in different tongues and interpretation. Do you know that particular gift? Speaking in divers kind of tongues and interpretation? That's the one supposed to be working in your life the most. Why you think you praying the Holy Spirit? You praying the Holy... What good is it that you praying the Holy Spirit and never figure out what you're saying? What's the purpose? How are you supposed to build yourself upon your most holy assignment by praying in other tongues and you never figure out what you're saying? You got to grow up. You praying the Holy Spirit, God ought to be, you ought to be able to interpret what you're praying. God ought to be able to speak to you and tell you this is what you was praying. It happens to me all the time. I pray in the Holy Spirit, I'm going throughout my day, then God speaks to me and say, do this. Or this your answer you're looking for. What sense does it make for you to pray in the Holy Spirit all that time and you never realize what you're praying? So yes, the gift's supposed to work in you. You may be seated. Go with me to Matthew's the 14th chapter. Yeah, I think I did write that down right. 14. Yes. Matthew's 14 chapter Matthew's. This is what special faith is not. Matthew 14, verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out in fear. You see that? But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, for it is I, be not afraid." Verse 28, and Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee into the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on water to go to Jesus. That's not special faith. Oh, I know I shook you just now. That's not special faith. Why? Because faith don't move out of fear. Jesus had already given them instructions. What the instructions were? Get in the ship and go to the other side. So when trouble came into their midst, they got afraid. Jesus calmly walking on the water towards them, they saw him and get afraid. Jesus said, "Now don't be afraid, it's me." Peter, with his doubting self, still in fear, "Jesus, if it's you, Here's why I can tell you that ain't special faith. That, listen, let me tell y'all something. I know this passage has been preached. You know, you got to get out on the water. But the ending wasn't that good. See, the reason why Peter was able to walk on water, because he jammed Jesus. He said, "If it be you, bid me to come." Jesus couldn't deny himself. So he said, "Peter, come on." But the problem is, when Peter got out that boat in the water, the circumstances were still there that he wasn't prepared for. So he began, and Jesus had to. Now watch this. When Jesus lifted him up, where did he put him? Jesus said, "Get back in the boat. All right, y'all ain't got no faith. I'm going to get in the boat with you." Read it. He got in the boat with him, and he went to the other side. I want to show you that, because that is not special faith. I don't care if Peter walked on water, he starts sinking. Because when you operate in special faith, which means you move when God tells you to move, even when nobody else believes it, nobody else wants to do it, nobody else agrees with you, the outcome is always going to be you going to be on top. So this is not an example of special faith. Because not about the, once again, it's not about the spectacular. See, we read this story. See, we've been reading this story from the pastoral model. We read this story and we get, man, that was powerful, that was powerful. The man began to sink. Jesus had to pick him up out the water and put him back originally where he had told him to be in the first place. Be seated real quick. Got to go to Mark 10. Mark 10. See, it's not about the size of the instructions. It's about where you are. What level you on. You could be on level A and special faith can work. Because it might take special faith to get you to level B. Because you on level A, you hadn't been around him that long. So God need to give you some extra See, special faith is not hooked to spectacular events. Special faith, God gave you the ability to walk in special faith because of where you are. That sometimes God got to push you. If he don't push you, some things ain't gonna happen. You got to be willing to be pushed. Mark the 10th chapter. 17th verse. This is an opportunity missed of special faith. And when he had gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do to that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, remember I told you, special faith is connected to moments in time. Where God gives you instructions, he needs you to do them, and he'll give you extra confidence to do it so that the outcome can help him accomplish his agenda. And Jesus said unto him, why, verse 18, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way and sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and take up the cross and follow me. Verse 22, and he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Now, how I know that was a missed opportunity of a special faith? Because number one, Jesus, let me give you the nuances. Jesus, during the time Jesus walked the earth, there was over 200 different people that would call themselves the Messiah. So you ran to this man and he tells you what to do to inherit eternal life. He tells you what to do and you shook. Look, then if you read further down, you'll see what the disciples, Jesus say how hard it is for a rich man to the kingdom of God. They ain't talking about heaven. They're talking about how hard it is for a rich man to enter into God's ways of doing things. Because they've already been set in the natural, so it's hard for them to make adjustments. That's what Jesus was talking about. Because Peter said, well then who can go? Peter was saying, hey, we got money. What you mean we ain't going to heaven? So what's my point? That it wasn't very popular to do what Jesus was asking him to do. It wasn't a popular thing to do. Nobody, very few people were doing it. I don't know if he had the 12 by then. He might have had the 12 by then, but it was very few. If it was just 12, it was 12 out of hundreds of thousands of people that could have done it, but it was just 12 that was doing the exact same thing he was telling this man to do. But he went away grieved because he had great possessions. That was a missed opportunity. A moment in time where God is asking you to do something that nobody else agrees with. If you're not open to it, that time will be missed. And guess what? When that time is missed, God going to somebody else. In this church, I don't want it to be somebody else. I want it to be you. Online, I want it to be you. No more. When you let the Holy Spirit have his way, when you allow the Holy Spirit to have his way, there will be no more missed opportunities. I'm telling you right now, when you let the Holy Spirit have his way, there will be no more missed opportunities. You'll hit it every time, straight on the mark, letting the Holy Spirit have his way. Let the Holy Spirit have his way. Let the Holy Spirit have his way. And at any given moment, any nine gifts can operate in your life. You don't have to understand all the gifts. We're going to get to them so you can learn about them. But you don't have to understand all the gifts. Just be open. Just be open. Just be open to the Holy Spirit. He know the gifts. He knows them. And guess what? He knows when to use them. But you got to be open to him. You got to not only be open to him, but you got to be open to him to be used so that God can accomplish his agenda, not yours. I want to tell you, you can operate in special faith. You can operate in this gift of faith. I ain't asked you how much you know about the Bible. didn't ask you none of that. I didn't ask you none of that. You can operate in this gift. I've given you time. I've given you a voice. I've given you my word. What you gonna do with it? What you gonna do with it? It's no longer up to Apostle. It's not up to him. With he know what he's doing. And he's teaching us what to do. So what are you gonna do with it?